You are listening to the Susan Brender podcast, and I am Susan Brender. I'm Susan Brender, and this is the Susan Brender podcast. You know, there are many things that people have to have, and maybe they don't know about it, but it's so important. For example, a power of attorney, a health certificate, and of course a will. There are many other things besides that really would enhance and help somebody at the middle of their life. But I want to talk to this person who knows all about wills, and his name is Paul Smith. He's a distinguished owner of All American Will Kits. All American Will Kits is an online, cost-effective way of completing your will. And that is a very important job that he has. And he's offering a lot of attention to this particular issue. And I want to welcome to the show Paul Smith.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, you know, Paul, people don't even know what they need to do at the time, at the prime of their life. You know, baby boomers need things because you never know. So tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, what I do is I've been doing a lot of research on this and looking doing this here. We sell wills, and actually it's a do-it-yourself will. So basically you don't need an attorney to have this done. And also too, it kind of gives you an idea to when you're reading through it, kind of what you need to have done and things to think about to put on a will. Because a lot of people, it's a really scary thing to do, or people just want to put it on the back list to do. And it never really gets done, having that done. Even when I started doing this, it was kind of scary for me as well. Because I was like, oh man, making a will, it takes a long time, whatever. And actually, this will kit here, it's a really simple will kit. It keeps it to the basic, and it makes it really nice and really simple to use. A lot of people don't realize.
So how does it work?
Well, what it does, the way how it works, basically, you know, you order it, then you go through it, and what happens is it has an instruction. So it has a great instruction worksheet. It kind of tells you what to put in, and then the questions are right there for you. And so the hardest question is really is overall, it's where your minor children, if you have minor children, where they're going to go and live in case anything happens. And the second one, where you're going to leave your, if you have a house or you have money or something like that, you want to have a person in there in the will to help the people out, especially when you have minor children. Because a lot of people, they mistreat the money or they don't follow through. And that's part of the will. It gives you a voice when someone passes away.
I hear you. You know, is it legally bound if you have it done by a lawyer or in their office, or is it legal for you to do it?
Actually, what happens is it's legal to have it done. You just got to have a couple witnesses while you're doing it. There's one state you have to have it notarized. So some states you might have to have it notarized to make sure it is bounded by the state. But most of them, they are bounded by the state, and it will hold up in the court.
Give me an example of when somebody comes to you and said, I need a will now because, look, I'm getting older and you never know. What do you say to them?
Well, the first thing what I say to them is, you know, write down the stuff that you really want to take care of, and also to, inside the will, write it in. Because anyone can't really tell a person how to fill out a will. You have to kind of do it that yourself. That's why it's kind of a daunting thing to do, because people don't know how to do it. And the will kit really kind of tells you what you should put in, and also too, it just kind of helps you to give something out there. So if you have a house or have family or have a car or even have pets you want to take care of, and someone in the family may not want to take care of them, you may find someone else who will take care of the pets, because a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah. You know, it's very funny that you talk about pets, because I heard about a woman by the name of Doris Duke. Sound familiar?
No, it doesn't ring a bell to me right now.
Okay, well, Doris Duke was one of the richest women in the world. Her father started a business, and she inherited it. And at the end of her life, she left all her money to her animals. Have you ever had that example? Because it's really weird that somebody would do that. And I'm wondering if you have experienced that sort of thing.
No, I haven't experienced that at all, but I've heard in the years when I was growing up, people would donate money to the churches or donate people to the, you know, the pet society places to help out, you know, other unfortunately pets or help out other veterans, you know, veterans places. So I have heard a lot of stuff like that. People will donate stuff to other organizations.
Paul, tell us a story of when somebody came to your office and they were really naive about the whole thing. And what did you sit down and discuss with them?
Well, actually, what this is actually an online will. So basically, for this will to be legal, you actually have to fill it yourself and have the people, when they're filling it out, have the witnesses there with you. Because this is really not to have people coming to you. This is a will going to the customer to let them know to how to fill out. And that's why we have great instructions on there, how to fill it out, and what kind of things you want to write up to. Because this is not a high quality, it's a good will. It's a good will to get you started. But if you are in the millions of dollars or $2 billion or whatever, you probably want to get an attorney to help you out on this. Because there's so much detail.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people take advantage of baby boomers. It's really a real problem. Now, let me ask you another question. What is the benefit of doing it online? You know, if you go to a lawyer, he guides you through it. But in your particular case, it's online and they have to, you know, kind of maneuver through it by themselves. So what's the advantages?
Well, what the big advantage of this will kit actually is, it's not online. When you get this will kit sent to you, you have everything right there in your hands. It's all done by paper. This is all done by paper. There's no downloading, no CDs, no nothing required. It's just a basically knowledge what you want to do with your will and how you want the will to decide. Because each person, it comes up to be a different way. Some people might want to say, this goes all to my wife. Where then if the wife passes away, then this will go to my kids. And sometimes it might go to whatever. And if you have minor children, you might want to say, this will go to my minor children. And when they get of age of, you know, 20, 21, you know, they have that money there or whatever you give them in the will. So it's really basically, it's not online. One thing I really like about this, It's paper. It's all paper. And so when you get the will, there's no downloading, there's no looking up on the internet or nothing like that as well.
Well, we live in a society today where everything is done digitally. What do you say about that?
Well, a lot of the baby boomers, they're good onto the internet stuff, but a lot of them still don't trust that, because this is a legal document, what you're putting in, and you might not want that information going to other people just in case if they got broken into.
I hear you. You know, it sounds like you want to make a contribution to people. How did you decide to make All American Will Kits your work at this stage of your life?
Well, I seen a good friend of mine. He had the business and he was getting ready to retire. And when he was retiring, and then I always thought about it, you know, this would be a nice business to do, and it'd be a nice idea as holding up the torch and keep on letting other people have the opportunity to purchase it. And then what I did, I just went ahead and I rebranded it, because I really thought it could use a little bit more rebranding, but also too, I wanted to make it sure it was for All American Will Kits, and that's the reason why it's called, because I really want to call for all Americans, because everyone needs to have a will. Because there's about 3 to 4 people in America does not have a will.
Well, that's an interesting point. The question is that if you don't have a will, what happens?
Then the courts will decide for you. Where it is. And also, too, you got probate, which you'll have to go through. And that could cost bonds and cost time.
Would you explain what a probate is?
Probate, what that is, it's basically, it's where your property, where if you have a lot of money, whatever, it's tied up for a while. And the courts have it all tied up that no one could get access to it. And sometimes that could sit for a year, 2 years, 3 years, depends on how fast the court goes through or of your case goes through. It just takes time. And also, too, sometimes they require you to have a bond. And so that's more money out of your pocket to pay for a bond.
Ah, so that's the problem if you don't have a will. Wow. You know, something I'll tell you, Paul, it's interesting because you said that a lot of people don't have wills, but you make it so easy for them that you would think that it would be no problem. But it can be a problem for a lot of people because they don't understand things. And you could guide them? Could you give them information how to do it?
The only information I could really give them is if they're kind of struggling, they need to see an attorney of who does this, a will or a will trust, because I'm not an attorney. And basically, the will kit really explains it step by step how to do it. It's really simple. That's why I mentioned if people have a lot of money, you might want to go and get a trust as well. A trust will make sure you don't go in probate at all to have done.
Right.
It just takes more time. It depends on each person's situation, because I really made this business to help out the middle class and people who may not be able to afford going to an attorney and having a will drawn up. It may cost them between, you know, $500 to $2,000 for each person.
And how much does yours cost?
It's
$29.95. $29.95?
Yep.
That's amazing.
What I'm trying to do is keep this under a $50 market, because I don't want to – we're not trying to get money from people. We just want people to be acknowledged to this and to help out our customers who really want it and really do it. Because when I first started this business, I was kind of scared of doing this as well, and I didn't know where to start. But more I got into it, the more I seen this will and how well it was prepared, how well it was written and stuff like that. I said, this is not a bringer. This is a really – good will kit.
Yeah. You know something, Paul, we talk about baby boomers and people who are elderly who need a will. I'm just curious if young people come to you at all and or try to buy your will because, you know, sometimes they have a lot of money and they don't know what to do with it. And isn't it important for them to really have a will even if they're young?
Yes, it is. Actually, anyone who is over 18 years old, they could have a will. And it's always good to have a will because you never know in this society whatever may happen. Because right now we're changing our, you know, our lifestyle so much. Everything's kind of going really quickly on us. But it is important to have a will because some people don't think they need a will until they get of age of retiring or something like that, especially when you have children. Children is a big thing because the children, you don't want the court to decide what family member is going to get your child.
Have you ever had a situation where there's a fight in the family that you heard about who were trying to write a will and suddenly one of them says, I want this and I want that, and the other one says, no, no, it's mine. So what about that sort of situation?
That's a good question there, because that does happen a lot. Because even in by doing a will, no matter what, that's one of the reasons why people maybe not like to do a will. Because when you write down the stuff where you want your children to go to or want your money to go to, whatever, that's a big issue right there, because a lot of people are going to get mad when they see that. It's real hard. That's why you want your voice, have it written down to have a will, because then your voice is heard and it makes it really clear to other family members or other people knowing this is what your wishes are.
Right, right. Did you ever consider teaching a course in some and about wills and about all these different things that people need before they die?
No, I never thought that because I'm not an attorney, so I can't really speak about doing certain things on that. What I do is advise people, if they have any bigger questions or anything like that, contact an attorney around their area, around their state, and ask them questions or find out what things they can and cannot do in their state, because every state's different.
Right. And which state are you in?
I'm in the state of California.
Ah, now California is a really difficult place for a lot of different things. Tell me about what it's like in California when you try to sell a will.
In California, we just started opening this business up about 2 months ago of selling the wills, and we are online as well. And the thing is people don't realize we're out there yet of selling this will. And so this is like a new baby being born, the new business is being brought to attention. But we have a lot of advertising, a lot of stuff to do it, because we tell people if they're over 18 or something like that, they could use a will. A lot of places, they give out free wills. But if you ever try to go to the free places to get a will, sometimes it takes you months and months to get one. Or if you get one, they give you the will, but there's no instructions. There's nothing there to how to fill one out.
Right. So when that happens, if you were to give advice to somebody, what would you say to them?
I'd give advice. I'd say, look at yourself, what you're going to go into. Especially, you definitely want to will, even if you don't own nothing, if you're over 18 or something like that, where you're married, have children. I think you should have a will, because it's really going to benefit you in the long run. And also, too, a lot of people don't realize, after you get the will and you got it at a young age, what happens if you get married or you have children, you want to redo your will again or add them to your will so that they're included into your will.
Yeah, you just said something that's really interesting. So people can change wills, right?
That's correct.
And when they change a will and the family knows about it, and they really get worried about who's going to get the money or who's going to get the house or who's going to get all the jewelry or whatever they have. Do you ever hear that people say to you, I want, they change the will and I don't think that it was really advisable. So I want to, talk to you and see what we can do about it.
Well, the one thing, what advice I give people is when you write a will out, then when you make your will, then go ahead and reset up a new will and destroy the old one and keep the new one effective. So you're not going to keep it's not going online and it's adding more stuff to it. Basically, you would want to destroy the paperwork on the old will and make a new will to add the new things which you want to put on with the new children, or even if you got married, or if you got a divorce, and you don't want your ex, your wife on the will no more, or vice versa.
What do you call your company, Paul?
I call it All American Will Kids.
All American Will Kids. Where did that come from?
Well, how that came from is when I first took the business over, I sat down for about 2 to 3 months. And I wrote a bunch of names out, what I would like it to call it, different names. But I wanted something to really stick out for America, something that the people could relate to. And I just didn't want to call it, a simple will, whatever kind of will. I wanted to call it All American Will Kits, because I think All American Will Kits represents all America.
Yeah. And also, when you started the business, did you realize that it would become so successful?
No, I didn't know. I knew it's going to take some time, and it's going to take time to have people to understand it. Because right now, the wills, when we're growing up, and people just doesn't like to do it, because reason is because they think it's really something that they can't really do it themselves. In which actually you really can do it by yourself.
So knowing that, why don't you try to have a course online? For example, I know that people who are baby boomers have trouble, with anything digital, but if you taught a course about your will, wouldn't it be advisable?
You really have to be an attorney to do that. Because what happens is you're giving people advice on something that they may or may not know. And every state's different. So state of California, I might say something to somebody, but then in other states, it may not be advisable to do that. So you may not want to do that at all.
I hear you. So anyway, tell the people how to get your will, what the will is called, and how they really can take advantage of a situation of $29.99.
Yeah, the business is called All American Will Kits. You could go online for allamericanwillkits.com. And also, too, we are also selling on Amazon.com as well. And that's where you can find it as well, as on Amazon.
There you go. So my guest today has been Paul Smith, a distinguished owner of All American Will Kits. And if you want to buy it, again, I want you to tell them how they get it.
And they can get it for the website is www.allamericanwillkits.com or go to amazon.com and just type in Will Kits and you'll see it on the Amazon.
Well, it's really been an enlightening thing for somebody who really needs to really recognize the fact that wills are so important. And you made it into a situation where anybody can do it. Of course, it's $29.99, and that's amazing. So thank you very much, Paul Smith, for being on the Susan Brenda podcast. I think everybody learned a little bit more today than they have before about wills. So I want to thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me as well.